Sometimes we imagine that God's power, the power to change, to endure, to love and to overcome, that sort of power is for other people. But what if it's not just for them? What if it's for us? And what if God is calling us to live in that power right here, right now? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called Discovering the Power of God. On the program this week, we're taking a look at how you and I can lay hold of the immeasurably great power of God in our lives to have victory over impossible odds. The list of battles and obstacles that you and I will face in a lifetime is almost endless. Relationship issues, our own self-view, who we are, where we fit, our sense of worth, sickness, unemployment, everything that comes with bringing children to this world. It's a very long list. And if we believe in this Jesus, then we probably in one way, shape or form believe that God is a powerful God. Not only did he raise Jesus from the dead, but come on, he created a universe that is so big we can't even begin to determine where its boundaries are. But if we were to fly from one end of the universe to the other, that's the known universe, what we know about so far, in the fastest spaceship available to us, it would take, around, 3,238 trillion years, which is pretty much forever. So the God who created this amazing universe must have power beyond measure, beyond anything that you and I can comprehend. And sometimes we need to lay hold of God's power to deal with the difficult issues in our lives, to have victory over the battles of life. And that's what this current series of messages is all about, discovering the power of God. And today we're continuing our look at precisely how we do that through the story of Gideon, a man called to fight a battle against absolutely impossible odds. Yesterday, we saw that the Israelites, God's chosen people, were being ravaged by the Midianites and the Amalekites for no other reason than the fact that they turned their backs on God by worshipping Baal, a false god, a false idol of another nation. And so God let them live through the consequences of their sin. But here's the thing, as much as they were being punished by God for rebelling against them, his punishment is always redemptive. The pain that they experienced was meant to bring them to their senses, to turn them back to God. I mean, given the choice between the pain of our rebellion and the blessing of God, hopefully, eventually, we come to our senses, like the prodigal son, and turn back to God. So God heard their cry, and after explanations to them as to why they were being ravaged by these nations, knowing that his people were at a turning point, ready to turn back to him, God stepped in and he did something about it. Let's have a listen, because there's a clue here. Well, it's not so much a clue. There's a clear instruction here of what to do in order to lay hold of God's power in our lives. We're looking at the book of Judges, chapter 6, beginning at verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under an oak tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon answered them, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord's cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you." But Gideon responded, "Sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor with you, then show me a sign that it is you who speaks with me. Do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you." And he said, "I will stay until you return." So Gideon went into his house and prepared a kid and unleavened cakes, an ephah of flour, and the meat he put in a basket and the broth he put in a pot, and he brought them to him under the oak tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock and pour out the broth. Gideon did that. The angel of the Lord reached out with the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that it was the angel of the Lord, and Gideon said, help me, Lord God, for I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace be unto you, don't be afraid, you won't die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it still stands there at Ophrah, which belongs to the Abizrites. See, this is the story of God calling Israel back to himself through this one man, Gideon. Now, there's a reason that God chose Gideon, because he was a man of strength. In other words, he was a natural-born leader, and what Israel needed right at that moment was a strong leader. Someone who trusted God, but someone who was strong and who could inspire a nation and lead an army. But will you please notice with me the turn of events, because it tells us here so much about our God. Here were God's chosen people turned against him by worshipping a foreign god, Baal, and as a result, they're ravaged by foreign nations, but they cry out to God, and so God acts. God acts by sending an angel to Gideon, just the right man for the time, in order to redeem Israel, in order to call them back to himself. And friend, God always acts to draw us back to him in the midst of our rebellion, because he loves us. Did you hear how Gideon reacted to the angel? Why is this happening? Where's God? Gideon was still confused, and yet in the midst of the pain and the confusion, God acted anyway. God stepped out towards Israel. Now, so distant was Gideon from God that he needed proof, evidence that this angel was indeed from God, so the angel gave him a sign, the fire that consumed the meat and the cakes. And the moment Gideon realizes this angel was from God, what did he do? He built an altar to God and worshipped him right there in that place. Friend, maybe you've been listening to the Word of God this week as we've been talking about Israel's rebellion and God's power and now about Gideon. And perhaps through this Word, you can hear God reaching out to you just as he did to Gideon. Because frankly, that's what God does when his Word is proclaimed. Maybe you're kind of sitting there squirming a bit because you can feel the Spirit taking the Word of God and laying it on your heart. That's okay. We all squirm a little when God is convicting us of something. Well, let me say this. If you're in that place right now, the very first thing that happens is that God reaches out to us in our rebellion, in the middle of all our consequences of our sin. He reaches out to us and calls us back to him. And friend, the natural response is to do what Gideon did, to worship God, to put him back in his rightful place in our lives, to bow down and to worship him, to sacrifice our lives to him on his altar rather than to the other false gods on their altar. And as we'll see tomorrow on the program, there are two parts to that transaction, but that's tomorrow. In the meantime, I want to encourage you, if you've heard the voice of God through his word today, friend, it is time to respond. It is time to worship the one true God. We all have things going on in our lives that are getting us down. Things that seem to be defeating us. Things that seem to be robbing us of God's peace and his joy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Victory Against Impossible Odds, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory and lay hold of the joy that you have in Jesus Christ. At the end of each chapter, there are actually some life application questions to help you apply God's Word right into the challenges in your life. To request your copy, stop by at our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and your email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.